The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Secular Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Hey, welcome to Secular Brothers Podcast. I'm Jordan Secular. It's
Logan Secular. Hello, hello, hello. Too fast. That's Jordan. I'm Logan. And we want to kick this off. And I'm curious if you're watching on YouTube or Rumble, probably on Rumble. I don't even know why I say YouTube at this point. We know you're not going to see it there. If you're watching on Rumble or on Facebook, those are kind of the two options. Then we are on YouTube.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. When you hear this, I really am curious what your thoughts are. There's been a lot of talk around TikTok. A lot of discussion around TikTok, whether a lot of governments, state governments are banning them from state-run device or funded. What do you call that? Like a state-run facility. So even like colleges are having it banned. They asked President Biden a question, a kind of broad question. Just, are you considering banning TikTok? And here's his answer.
Well, I'm not sure.
I'm going to stop that, guys.
That was the most unlistenable. I've
ever heard. Borderline should restart the show, but we're going to let it go. Do you like the sound of helicopter noises? I hope so. Can we put the transcript of that?
At this point, I don't even know that I can associate TikTok with it. I'm not sure what I would have even said.
He's like, are you talking about the noise? The noise of the helicopter?
Yeah, I don't.
So what they asked him was, will you be banning TikTok? And the president, Joe Biden, said, I'm not sure. I know I don't have it on my phone. So
he knows to say that.
Interesting enough to know.
He's pretty old to say that.
To say I don't have it on my phone. What does he have on there? WordPerfect? Minesweeper? Maybe, maybe the little... Like the old BlackBerry, you shoot the ball.
Brick Breaker.
He's got Brick Breaker maybe on there. Solitaire. I feel like he's a big solitaire guy. My wife's somewhere mad. She's a big solitaire woman. So she plays solitaire that's timed. I believe there's money involved. I don't ask questions. But there is a question of, for TikTok, will you be banning TikTok? And that's a pretty broad question.
Yeah.
The Trump administration got slammed when they floated it. Almost did it. TikTok came back and said, we're going to create a subsidiary in America that's going to have American rules. We're going to stay by our own.
Have an access point, supposedly.
But the terms of services we know are aggressive on TikTok. We know that there's a lot of invasion of your privacy. That's what the joke was happening when the balloon was flying over. It's like, they don't even need all this data. We're just giving it to them with TikTok. But his answer isn't no or yes. It's I'm not sure, which means the discussion is certainly happening. And I'm curious what our users think. Do you... As a viewer and a listener to this show, who is someone who supports free speech, likely, do you like the idea that the government can control what apps are on your phone? Now, Apple has their own terms of services. If you're using an iPhone or any of these other devices, if you're using Samsung, and that's honestly how Parler got shut down originally, was that they could not live up to the standard of Apple.
Of the content moderation?
Content moderation, because of how extreme it got, allegedly.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't have the ability to do it. Now, we've seen Truth Social been able to do it. We've seen Rumble been able to do it. Because Rumble, it's a free speech zone, but you're not allowed to post, pornography. No. It's still...
No, you can only do that on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, and Twitter. Twitter. But when it comes down to it, you look at, will you be banning TikTok? And he says, I'm not sure. I'm curious if our audience likes the idea of the government... getting involved in this discussion. I think for state-run devices, it makes total sense.
Federal government devices.
Makes it, yeah, or federal government, government-controlled devices, because you're talking about your potential government secrets.
Yep.
You're talking about classified information. But do you really want them involved in your personal device at all?
I mean, I'm we should trust the government enough that if it's a national security threat and it's just a video, it's a joke. I mean, like, I know it's some people's way of life.
But it, yeah, I mean, some people make their living
off of it. But we also see those come and go pretty quick.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it is a it's an entertainment item for most people, entertainment app.
Yeah, I'm sure it skews extremely young.
Yeah, probably.
And so the question is, I think it's going to get banned from states, then the feds might ban it, and then it's very hard to operate. I think they may decide.
But TikTok himself.
Whether it's worth to even try to operate within a system that you, now you can still use cellular services. But
that's the thing. Is that, like,
there will be pressure on those companies.
I saw students at like Alabama or Auburn. And they said, yeah, we just turn off our Wi-Fi and then we can use
it. Yeah, I mean, 5G works pretty fast.
Yeah. So,
but, you know, I get people's concern. I think that there are things that rise to a level where it's so dangerous, we ban it. It's not about free speech anymore.
Okay.
Because this is about not you speaking out. It's about what they are doing utilizing your device.
Yeah, what are they doing with the information?
Not that you even know about.
Yeah.
It's not like, I don't think it's so much like trying to steal your data, like, oh, it is tracking movements of Americans, tracking spending patterns, tracking trending topics, and they also control narratives.
Well, yeah, that's what you say. Is that, yeah, sure, Instagram and Facebook, they're also, and Twitter, they're all
they
collecting data.
They all do it.
Oh. I mean, you. Everyone knows that if you have your app open and you say something, likely you're going to get an ad served to you. The difference is we do know who the ownership is. The ownership of
sketchy
Facebook and Instagram
no,
of Meta,
not sketchy.
Is Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And Meta in general. We know that. We know who owns Twitter with Elon Musk. We know who owns these big, they're American platforms, whether you agree with them or not. They are at least, no, I mean, I guess Elon's, I mean, he's he's immigrated here, but yes, I mean, still, it's an American company.
Yeah.
But for TikTok, we know, even though they have an American subsidiary, that this is an app that has been, as we know, someone like a Jimmy Patronis, we should have him on talking about this. He calls it digital fentanyl because of the way that it specifically targets, not even just that, but with the way the content even targets kids. And the sort of proof has always been in the pudding, which is the version of TikTok in China is vastly different. It's education-based. There's a strict time limit on it. But for Americans, you know, it's a bit open. But there is that. Like Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he on Monday had put out a statewide plan to ban TikTok from the government devices and networks. He tried to crack down in December. Now they're banning it. And his statement was, the security risks associated with the use of TikTok on devices used to conduct important business of our state must not be underestimated or ignored. I think if you do dive deep into what their terms and services are, you'll see that it's pretty broad. They do have access to a lot of the stuff that you're doing. Plus, you can't really trust what's happening behind the scenes.
Well, you just don't know where it's going.
Look, I had TikTok. I don't know if my account is still active. I believe I deactivated it. Honestly, I was doing nothing other than posting some funny videos and watching content. When I talk to people who are higher level, they sort of gave us information of why I shouldn't have it on my device, and it was very convincing.
Yeah, so, it's not like a personal attack on you.
Right.
Right? It's like, but first of all, one of the issues is that these bad actors in these countries that don't have laws on IP and intellectual property, issues like that, is they're obviously taking advantage of you giving your data away and not reading terms and service agreements because no one does.
No one does. Including me. I mean, being honest.
Most people know you're pretty benign to it, knowing that you're giving a lot up to get these free services that you enjoy.
Yeah.
And they are free, which is, and you can make money off them and not have to, you know.
Yeah, you can directly or indirectly monetize pretty much all your social media platforms if you know what you're doing.
And they pay you.
Yeah.
But the question is, like you said, long-term ownership, their lobby, it's, I don't think it's ever been great. I mean, they almost got banned in Washington once, which is a pretty high standard. Yeah. For the federal government to ban you.
It's more the nationwide ban.
Why don't you just let it go the way of every other app? Which is...
Yeah, but you say that, but
I mean, Snapchat went that way because of TikTok, I guess.
Yes, TikTok and Instagram integrated.
Instagram kind of stayed alive, but I feel like it's an older audience.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram.
Like it's my age.
What I think is interesting is that Facebook, Instagram, and you could say Twitter. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and lastly, TikTok, which are last TikTok's number one.
It's the number one in the world.
They all, I don't see, a lot of people talk about that. I don't see any of them going away as platforms in our lifetime. In the sense of, yeah, we're going to be on Facebook. I feel like pretty much forever, because so much of our conversations and so much of our connections with people and your photos and everything, it's different than how MySpace ran.
How much you look at Facebook now?
It's still in my, I'd say it's number three, number two or number three.
Like once a day?
A couple times a day I'm probably on Facebook.
But is it because it's serving you a notice?
I have to start thinking about it. I still get the most interactions.
I go with days without opening.
Okay. So if I post on Facebook, I'll get more interactions still on Facebook than I will on Twitter or Instagram.
Really?
Yeah, for me personally.
I'm not like that.
Instagram is probably number two for me. Twitter, it really depends on what I'm talking about.
My official account, maybe.
Yeah. But Twitter depends on what I'm talking about.
Where my friends are, I feel like they're on Instagram.
They're on Instagram. I think that is more of an art demographic.
Which is them. Yeah. I mean, that's a
Facebook company. Yeah, Meta company. But to me,
I don't have as many people writing things anymore. Big statement, you know, like there's no commentary. It's just here's the picture.
Yeah. I still think I'm conflicted personally on the idea of them. I don't like, obviously, I uninstalled it and deleted my account on TikTok. I don't know if I love the idea of the federal government reaching into my phone and saying, you're not allowed to download this app. Because they did that. Because it's different even to me than even Apple doing it. Because I understand I have an Apple device. And Apple can control the content that I get and that I use because it's an Apple device. But when the government goes into Apple and says, you're not allowed to have this app anymore, they have to make a very compelling argument for that for me to be like totally on board because I don't like the implications of it in the future. I'm concerned with the government, not necessarily with TikTok. I'm concerned with the government now getting into other apps that may be ACLJ app, maybe Rumble, maybe other ones that are, they have issues with. You know, Rumble has freely put out content from all over the world, and some of that content is not in today's political narrative very positively. Oh. But it's not why that it's why it exists. You know, to have all of these, you know, points of view from all walks of life. Yeah. So I'm conflicted on the whole thing.
I think the way you get rid of them is individual governments ban them from their servers, and then it becomes expensive to utilize them because, yeah, these kids might think of the dad as nothing at some point, but if that's the only way to get through it, that kills their whole.
I mean, it doesn't affect me at all if they ban it in the sense of personally. I don't use it. I don't really care for it. Even when I had it, I wasn't using it very much.
I don't know if it's important for free speech either, to be honest.
And I think it's kind of hilarious because there's part of me that's like, because it is the number, like I believe TikTok is one of the number one reasons the red wave did not happen. I believe that the Democrats can really utilize.
Oh, they're much better.
Social media, and they can really utilize the younger base social media.
Them.
Yeah, they're really good at it.
People don't understand.
They're really good at using
these people to put out their.
They're really good at using those influencers to influence.
It's not just grassroots.
Influencing isn't a joke anymore. Influencing is actually causing influence. And the problem is with conservatives, they turn off all of these new ideas and they just go, no, put our money in ads, put our money in videos and commercials, print, and then maybe a Facebook ad, but they're not utilizing any of the influencers to get out there, and the liberals did, and when they did, the Democrats did. I think that was why you saw such a large younger person turnout for the midterms. And if you ban it, there's a little bit of me that thinks it's funny because of that. But we'll see. I kind of doubt the Biden administration will just straight up ban it.
A little too important for Democrats.
Like that's what I mean. It's their bread and butter somewhat to reach their younger demographic. Will asked in there. He said, "Is there not a line though?" That can be crossed when it's a hostile government. I mean, that's true.
Yes.
I mean, we're dealing with China on an everyday basis, though, with all other kinds of business.
Yeah, you'd have to make the case. I mean, explain it to people.
I mean, literally all of the studio, is probably half of it is made in China, at least the materials. So,
the tech, definitely.
So much. Half of probably everything that
there's
I'm wearing.
There's no choice there. I mean, there's no option.
Right. So that's what I'm saying is so we're going to start
there's
saying.
There's no, like, buy American choice.
So where's that line? You know,
isn't there an intent line though, where if something's just manufactured versus what
that's
the technology
a lot
actually is?
I don't know who these manufacturers are though,
but they're neutral.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Like his shoe is not talking. It's a shoe.
But the people who make the shoes are talking.
So what? They don't matter. They're okay. Factory workers.
No, I'm asking if though you're putting where you're putting your money.
Oh yeah. Oh, if you want to start like banning it because it funds
the CCP. Chinese business,
yeah. We, no, I don't think we can't go there.
Yeah.
It's whether the CCP is using it as a tool for illegal spying.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Look, you know what also happens? You know what's also CCP? CCP is the, if you were to have a comic book and you were to spell out the word I feel when I feel cold, it would go, and the cold weather's here right now. But also, the hot weather is here. Because I don't know if you woke up today here in Nashville, Tennessee, it was ice cold. Today, 75 degrees. That means flu season, COVID, every sort of sickness is going around your kid's school. You know it is. You know your kid's coming home, nose is spewing, throats are puking. It's just happening, folks. As a dad of three kids in elementary school, I will tell you, it's rough out there. It's rough out there right now. So you need some defensive medication, some defensive options to help you boost your immunity. And that's why we got Centurion Labs on board.
Yeah, so check it out. Use the promo code bros, centurionlabs.com/bros.
Slash bros. Check out Defender Immunity Boost.
You still have to say forward slash?
I just say slash. Who's backslash?
Can you backslash? If you backslash, what happens?
I don't think it works.
So, I mean,
I don't even know where the backslash is.
Right below it, I think, next to it?
No, it's no. Way above it.
Yeah, it's above the enter slash return key.
It still works.
It auto-corrects. That's it. What I thought.
It auto-corrects it because it's like this crazy person's slash. Just say slash.
So you can just say slash.
Centurion. So
Centurion, like the Roman.
Yeah, C-E-N-T-U-R-I-O-N, labs.
.com/bros.
Use bros at the checkout also and get 20% off your first bottle order. I love this product. They're American-made company, conservative Christian company, based out of Alabama. And we want to thank them, obviously, for supporting our show. So thanks to Centurion Labs. Anything else going on? Super Bowl's this weekend.
State of the Union.
State of the
anything else?
State of the Union tomorrow. State of the Union tomorrow.
No, tonight.
It's tonight. The State of the Union is tonight. And by the way, this isn't like a pre-record where I messed up. It is tonight.
Yeah.
I am just that disconnected.
They'll be
from
talking
it.
About ending smoking and protecting veterans. I feel like they did end smoking, but everyone vapes.
I like both of those things.
So what does ending smoking mean? Because everyone vapes.
That is a big part of it is the vape.
Like, do they mean actual cigarettes or do they mean ending all vaping? Because that ain't happening anytime soon.
Well, you know, they've put some pretty strong restrictions on vaping with the kind of flavors that you can have and
they
all
tried.
That.
They tried.
Because they did, though.
A lot of times it gets thrown out.
Yeah. Because of it marketing to children.
Yeah. People under 18. I know they've done that, but I feel like every time you try to take that industry down, they just come up with something.
They come up with some other way
they're
to
way
ingest,
ahead.
Ingest nicotine. Yeah.
They're just ahead of the laws, like them or not.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm all for I really believe the truth.
I mean, the vaping was technically started to help you stop smoking.
And then it became just an alternative.
Well, the younger people who didn't smoke
were like, oh, this is better.
Yeah.
And look, I can make a giant cloud.
People still like nicotine. There's a whole debate over that now.
Well, I think there are.
Being in our social media world.
I don't want to be like someone who knows. I don't know enough about it. But I do know, obviously, we know nicotine has been used for
good and
medical ways forever.
For good and for bad.
Yeah. It's certainly not good for you in the sense of the traditional sense, especially, but really not good for you is the smoking of it. And I think with vaping is we just don't know what the impact will be in 10 to 20 years, 30 years. I don't necessarily believe there should be these massive laws against it. I do think some of these campaigns, the anti-smoking ads, the truth ads, all those really did impact a large group of people.
I think it worked.
Yeah.
And so many people died.
Yeah, I think people saw their family members die, sort of the first generation of that. Then it was like, okay, maybe we need to do that. And I think they've done a good job with those campaigns.
Yeah, I feel like smoking is kind of – I mean, it's on its way.
I mean, I know very few traditional cigarette
smokers.
That's
why. I mean.
Yeah.
If you know vaping in that definition, people. It's not on the way up.
Smoking's still really big in the Midwest. Cold states up north.
Yeah, I mean, I know. I mean,
I'm just saying personally.
You don't see it on every college kid doesn't smoke anymore.
Yeah. I know people that smoke. I don't know, though, but I feel like I knew everyone that smoked. And then I do. Maybe it's just getting older.
No, I don't think. I think that younger kids, they vape.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting to see what he says in that. I'll be honest, that's a topic as a parent.
It's interesting they're throwing that in.
I'd like to hear what he has to say. You know, they tried to ban menthol just a few years ago, and it was it was done in a way that I felt was racist and homophobic. So, you know, maybe they'll come up with a better way.
Menthol.
What?
They didn't get that banned through.
They tried. And there's still a plan, I think, for it to happen. Because they said it directly targeted people of, you know, minorities racially.
I'm surprised you don't have friends who work for the tobacco industry.
No. No. I you're like, thank you for smoking. I figured.
They're still active. Very active industry.
Well, yeah.
Very ahead.
Go to any Bucky's. Okay, there's Bucky's a big line still for cigarettes at the Bucky's.
Oh, they have a cigarette.
Bucky's is like, it's like the Walmart, the one aisle.
A little shaming you.
Yeah, I don't know if it's shame.
Is it really a shame when it's a long line?
Yeah, or is it like an unbelievable cool selection. Kids club? I'm sure it is. Yeah, they got Beaver Nuggets and
American Spirits.
Like no truckers, but we got a mass selection of cigarettes
and chemically alterated.
What?
Hallucinogenics. That is somehow legal.
Yeah, I don't know if they sell those. I don't know if they sell those like the truck stops where you're like, what is this? Oh, you don't want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we already brought up the flower vase last time. You didn't know what it was. So, I mean.
The flower vase?
Remember, the flower, the rose flower. It's like a crack pipe. But
I don't know about that.
Yeah, you didn't know about that. I knew about that. But
I don't think I hang out a lot of places with crack. It's a big problem. I just don't.
I don't either. I'm just
sure I drive through them.
I'm just in the world. I absorb.
But like the gas stations I go to aren't selling crack.
You live in too nice of a neighborhood, clearly. I hear gunshots.
Mine is
every
like
night.
A mini mart.
I send. By the way,
we have like
I got made fun of.
You get fresh eggs at my gas station.
Well, that's very nice. I don't go in my gas station. I don't venture in very often.
Pimento cheese, fresh.
I can't eat the food.
No, but it comes from like the same place.
No, I know it's good. Everyone tells me they're like the people who eat in Orlando. They're obsessed with the Wawa subs, and there's something about me that's still like I can't eat a sandwich from the gas station.
You can eat it from the grocery store next to
and
it.
I will eat if there's like a McDonald's attached.
Oh, you'll eat for the attachments, which are never as good.
My regular McDonald's
is it attached?
Is in a gas station. So it still looked like an 80s McDonald's to like 6 months ago, which was awesome. I have been yelled at. Our mother has been yelled at that McDonald's.
Yelled at.
It's an aggressive McDonald's.
Like a Hamburglar?
Yeah, yelled at by the Hamburglar. No, yelled at by the, at one point, okay, so this happened to our mom. She was with our children.
Yelled at by, do we need to file a lawsuit?
They gave her someone else's tray of food. She didn't notice, sat down. They started eating because there's like, okay, you know,
they're all kind of the same.
There's going to be nuggets and burgers. And she just thought it was wrong. And they like came up to her and were like, we gave you the wrong food. She's like, well, I've already eaten it. And they started screaming.
No, it's because they got paid for it, probably.
Maybe. And it was not pleasant. I don't think she's been back to that one. She'll drive an extra 2 miles to go to the McDonald's where you don't get yelled at.
I have a nice one over there. They're nice.
We have the.
You always have that choice.
We have the choice. Do you go to the one that's slightly closer? We have that for the grocery store too.
The scary one.
Slightly closer, or do you go to the one that's in like the business district? That's like a little bit. This is where people go on their lunch break from their, they work in interior design.
Yeah, just grabbing a Diet Coke.
Yeah, did that 2 days ago.
Yeah,
sometimes you got to just do it. When they switch to the no straws, though, McDonald's, I'm telling you.
Well, how about you drink a Diet Coke? Like a sippy cup?
Yeah. It's like the coffee cups.
That's fine with coffee. You can still have bubbles.
Yeah. The best part is the straw.
That's how it works with the carbonation.
I saw one of our friends who's more liberal leaning, but that's like the moment the liberal leaves his body is whenever he's given no straw or given them the paper straw.
That ain't right. That ain't right.
I liked when the paper straw.
Can we come up with something better?
I liked when the paper straw was like a place you'd go to. They go, oh, they have paper straws. Because it was like
Ted's Montana Grill.
Yeah. Ted Turner had his place. Because there was something about it. They were like, oh, this is a unique experience.
This is like middle class fancy.
Because they have even had, what was the soap in there?
Borax soap.
They had Borax soap.
Borax?
You know, like it's like the powder.
Like soap.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Borax, it's this makes me feel like I come from a different time. I'm a time traveler. It's like, what was the thing, Mr. Wizard, where you were like, how old are you? Borax is imagine a soap dispenser, but when you press on it, like a salt kind of grit comes out.
It's like a powder.
And then you put water on it, it kind of starts to foam.
Oh. So it's a dry, okay.
It's like a dry soap.
What's the benefit there?
It's natural, and I think it's better for the environment, technically.
And I think there's some it has like a scrub feeling. It feels good. It does feel good. It kind of feels like you're in medicine.
A deeper scrub.
What?
Like a deeper scrub.
Yeah, you feel clean. But they had the straws like that. And for when I was a kid, like teenager, you're like, this is good. This is a cool moment. Now when the straws got everywhere.
No, it's actually, when I see plastic straws, I buy them. Big packs. I hoard plastic straws.
Well, wasn't the whole thing with the turtles fake, right? Whole thing with the turtles, the throwing the straws at the turtles.
I don't think that's fake.
No, I thought some kid created that. And it was a fake number.
You are correct. Yeah.
Yeah, like the main
thing. They don't mass kill turtles, do they? Turtles are smarter than that.
I think the answer was no. I think it was like some kid's book report with like a hypothesis.
Say they eat plastic or something?
You know, I don't know my facts.
But like literally big the turtles science, I hang as you out call with it,
are dangerous.
Took a study, a hypothesis by a like middle school student and ran with it and became the entire ad campaign.
That sounds like the federal government. They just came across a book report. They're like,
yeah, sounds good.
Let's go after the plastic.
Kamala Harris's speeches mostly sound like book reports.
Yeah.
I'm speaking.
There you go. She going to be back there? Does the vice president go? No, they don't, right?
Do they go?
Vice president's right there behind next to the Speaker of the House.
Okay, so I'm not going to.
You have the pantsuits.
So the top three?
You ever seen one of these, Logan?
No, but I just thought about it. I've never thought about this. So the three.
Who was sitting next to Nancy Pelosi? Would you tell her?
No, I know that now that you're saying that. But like, so the three people that are in line are just all within 5 feet of each other?
Because the vice president is the president of the Senate.
They don't let the Supreme Court all go.
No, they do.
They don't all go. No, usually
there's always one designated survivor. A lot of the Supreme Court doesn't show up.
Okay,
but there's always one designated survivor.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. But you have a president, the vice president, and the Speaker of the House?
Don't worry. The Secretary of the Interior will be there for us.
No, he resigned. The first Biden down.
Oh, yeah. He's gone. So,
look, as much as Trump, whatever, I feel like went through about a year and a half in, I think we'd seen some churn.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, a little bit faster. They got some people that were burnt out. Mad Dog Maddox was there for about 13 days, I think.
And a bald guy?
I don't remember bald guy.
Oh, yeah. But John Durham? McMaster.
McMaster.
He was like Maddox. They were these unmarried
generals. Unmarried.
It was this big thing. They call like the poet generals. They're not married. They're devoted 100% to military life. Yeah. All they want to do is start wars.
Bono talked about working with Mad Dog
that
Maddox
was their big problem with Trump. Is it Trump? They always wanted to start a conflict, and he's like, that should be our first response. Which is exact opposite of what you think with him.
Yeah.
But that's a very... Actually, liberal responses usually start the conflict first because all their friends work for those companies.
Well, it's tonight, State of the Union.
Which?
8 p.m. Eastern.
Vice President Harris will be there.
She'll be there. Next to her will be seated Kevin McCarthy, looking all...
Spiffy.
Spiffy, going, you thought I wasn't going to be good, and look at what I've done. I've burnt it down in a week. He's done a lot of things. I think he won
Santos.
A lot of people over.
George be there?
Oh, gosh, I hope they reference him in the speech.
I don't
the
know.
Santos is my favorite political
story
of all time. Because it really kind of hurts no one.
No, not really. It's a small.
But his lies, like the last one being like, I was the producer of the Spider-Man musical, because he picked the biggest flop maybe in the history of Broadway.
I didn't know that
The producers. I mean, it's like he's like, because no one's going to check. Because his story was probably like, you never believe this. I was a producer on that failed one where people died all the time. I mean, that was the Spider-Man musical was like the biggest disaster.
Did it ever open?
It opened for a few months.
Everyone was falling off the walls.
People were falling. Every show would get delayed. U2 did the music.
They're calling him now a fabulist.
A fabulist?
I
get it.
Yeah, I know. I kind of get, but it's like the whole thing is like a...
It's just... when they make the series?
Oh, man.
It's going to be so good.
This...
I don't know. We thought about that with Tiger King, and then when they made it, you're like, the real thing was so much better. Why do we ever need to dramatize it?
That's true, but we don't hear a lot of him yet. All of this is still like secondhand.
Yeah.
Maybe he could play himself.
Oh, man. He is under a house ethics probe.
That's not surprising.
He lied about everything. I mean, we at least know that he lied
about
everything.
They're all liars, but this is like next level.
I just like how silly some of them are.
Now, Steve, did we talk about Steve Daines, man?
Talk about who?
Steve Daines, Senator banned on Twitter.
Oh, that's right.
He's still banned? Did he get back?
He's back.
He's back.
So, yeah, Steve Daines.
It took about 24 hours to correct. Still a long time for a U.S. senator to be banned.
Yeah. Where is he representative? Montana?
Senator from Montana.
So you'd expect big game man?
North Dakota.
He, no?
I believe. No, Montana.
Montana.
Montana. I said Montana. He said North Dakota.
Oh, wrong.
They're not the same. We promise. Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota. I mean, come on. Same. Though my friend who lives in Wyoming has to go to Montana to shop. So, you know, whenever he gets mad, he's like, I live in Wyoming. I'm like, but every time I talk to you, you're in Montana. So.
He lives right there on the line.
Well, I think it's still a pretty – he lives out in the middle of nowhere.
It takes an hour.
Yeah. He lives where Kanye lived in Cody. But I saw – I was hearing him today. He was headed out to
– is he still out there?
I don't think Kanye's still in Cody. That was during – that was an interesting time too. People forget about that. He moved out there to run for president. I think that was his – like his headquarters were based in Cody.
Would it surprise you to know I know those people?
No.
They ran that?
No. I remember. I was one of the people who endorsed it.
Thank you for smoking. Yeah, it is kind of like that.
All right.
I know a lot of these
Oh, they are selling George Santos bobbleheads. I just got served it, and it has a Pinocchio nose. Not as fun. I want it sans nose.
Yeah.
I just want the real deal. Give me the real deal, the George sweater. Santos.
Do you have the sweater on?
No, he's in just a suit.
See,
clearly they put
the
head.
He doesn't wear a suit.
They just put the head
on. He does,
on.
But he wears the sweater always.
Someone didn't want to pay for the...
And the thick glasses?
He does have the glasses.
I mean, okay. He could probably be on our broadcast with us.
So Steve
just
Daines,
look like a family member.
What?
It would just look like we had a family member on.
Yeah. Yeah, he's ambiguously secular. Like, it's...
could be. I mean, because you don't really know. What is... He's a mix.
Well, he's things. Jewish.
Jewish. Brazilian-ish. American-ish.
Yeah. So Steve Daines, who allegedly is from
U.S.
Montana.
Senator.
U.S. Senator. He was banned from Twitter yesterday.
This is not the kind of senator that gets banned.
He just put out a statement. And he was grateful that Elon Musk reached out to him to resolve this issue.
So what happened that's was, wild. It's wild that it takes Elon Musk.
Well, that's
to
what Elon
it.
Said. He's not sleeping right now because he's having to deal with all of this.
Well, so, he bought it.
Yeah, he bought it.
He's not sleeping, he said?
Yeah, he said he's not sleeping. That he's sleeping, like, basically between Tesla
and he sleeps
SpaceX
there, right?
And Twitter.
Does he sleep on site?
I'm sure he has a place.
No, he sleeps inside.
No, he has a house.
No, not anymore.
He used to do that at Tesla for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, Mr. Beast does that too.
He got rid of all his houses.
So, to get back to it, though, he got banned for posting as his profile picture, a picture of him, since his wife, I would assume, and they are hunting some sort of big elk?
Antelope.
Antelope? You know, yeah. Big horned creature.
Not a bloody photo.
No, I mean, look, if you're a hunter, this is a very standard.
At first, you could just see it looks like he's hit with an antelope. Like a pet antelope.
Okay. It would be more impressive if that antelope was alive. He's like, I've trained this antelope. This is my pet antelope.
I mean, they're from Montana.
Yeah.
You might have a pet antelope.
Yeah. I'm into exotics.
Probably you're killing him.
Yeah. Likely. He's in an orange vest. I mean, more than likely, this antelope has seen better days. There was a splattering, I'm looking at the picture now, of blood on...
If you clicked on
If you clicked on the arm of the antelope.
I mean...
So with that, he got banned from Twitter. Blocked
every
account.
Tweet.
Yeah, he was just blocked.
You see how it works now?
Was it like Trump style?
All your tweets disappear.
It was
no,
like
every tweet says, that's what this person's blocked. This person's blocked.
That's what Trump's was.
It just, I thought his just cut off.
His had a blanket
It said
statement.
The account is suspended.
The account is suspended. This every tweet was there,
individual.
But it had the same language over it. You cannot see this because this account is suspended.
All right, and what happened was...
You know this was some jerk there.
Yes.
This is not a bot. The bot would not have, I don't think, picked it up.
It's a very light amount of blood. And they said that was the reason. The reason was that... They have a rule, which I understand this rule.
Yeah, for terrorist stuff.
Well, even just, he said, we don't want people stumbling upon violent imagery, so bloody imagery, if you don't want to see it.
I bet there is so much on there right now if I looked.
Oh, I mean.
Like, unbelievable
violence.
He's not like a giant.
That plane accident that happened, you know how many times I had to watch that thing? Cause I didn't want to even see it. They kept putting videos of it.
I'll be honest with you. This is not like, he's not like a thrower of wild tweets.
Yeah. I have a feeling it's pretty benign. He put
80,000 followers.
Yeah. And it was reinstated. And Elon said they were sorry. They had to get it fixed because
you got to feel for the. I mean, I know he's the richest person in the world.
And I believe he said.
It's wild that he's having to do that on his own.
I believe he had to say something to the effect of they're going to adjust it to not be like a light smattering of blood. It would have to be a violent image. Here's the statement.
Can you imagine that meeting? How much blood are we going to allow? Smattering.
Yeah, he put, this is being fixed. Policy, this is what Elon said. Policy against showing blood in profile pictures be amended to say clearly showing blood without clicking on the profile picture. This intent is to avoid people being forced to see gruesome profile pictures. I'm actually very much in favor of that. But I understand that this was a really stupid ban. At the same time, they just put out a statement. Dane's dead. He said, "I'm grateful Elon Musk reached out to me to resolve this issue. I'm glad he recognized free speech as a bedrock of our country and acted so quickly to reinstate my Twitter account after being made aware. The initial ban over the photo of my wife and I after a successful Montana antelope hunt was disappointing, given the fact there's no different than photos Montanans share on social every day. It's our Montana way of life," and so on and so on. The rest of the country benefit. I'm glad Elon recognized this. We're all going to benefit from it. So a nice statement.
It's just wild that he's got to do it.
Yeah. Somewhat this guy, it's like, best thing that happened to me. Most people don't know who I am. Now they know my name. And now I have a direct contact with Elon Musk, the richest man in the world. In the world. That's the word I was coming from, was world. At the same time, Elon also put out a statement. And not about this, but just earlier, just like a few hours before, talking about the diversity of the points of view that's going to be coming from Twitter. And how Twitter was no longer going to be a place where any sort of political skew, though coming from him, it's kind of hard because he obviously has been someone who talks about media manipulation and censorship all the time. Do we have that?
He's just by CNN.
Specific one?
Not now, because he could buy it.
He said, going forward, Twitter will be broadly accepting of different values rather than trying to impose its own specific values on the world. So that was 2 hours ago he tweeted that. So, interesting.
Because they were picking and choosing winners and losers.
Yes, I think we see in the Twitter files that was the case.
Yeah, it's picking winners and losers, and they got to get out of that game. Because we've seen a huge uptick in the use of it.
Yeah. I personally have used it so much more than I have in probably 5 years.
They say it's horrible. I say it's finally back to being normal.
Yeah, I'm actually getting fun stuff.
You could have a laugh.
You can have a laugh. You can actually get information of what's going on. So
it doesn't feel like so nerve-wracking.
All right. You did subscribe. Will, subscribe to Twitter Blue?
Yeah, I did.
You see, for us, all our old school verified accounts there, they're saying we may have to pay $1,000 a month if we want to keep it.
$1,000?
Maybe that's just for businesses, but that's what Elon...
That feels like a business.
So ACLJ, to keep our verified status and features.
That nonprofit will be lower.
Well, okay, so still, that's a pretty aggressive move. But you did it well. Do you like it?
I have a check mark, but I haven't really played around with the other features too much yet.
I mean, for the edit button alone, it's tempting.
Do we not get that?
Oh, I have used that where I sent a tweet, and it's actually a lot longer than I was expecting. I was expecting like 5 seconds. It's like a solid 30 seconds that this little wheel is turning around, and I can click undo at any point.
Oh, so you can't just edit a tweet.
Oh, I haven't tried that, but you can do the undo send. When I replied to someone the other day, and it gave me the option to undo the tweet for like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Good to know. I haven't paid for it. Because we're old school blue check marks.
That's true. Represent.
You're the elite.
One of my favorite moments was when I had a podcast at one point with a humongous YouTuber, and he can never get verified. And then they verified me, and he was like, "I've requested it so many times." Like,
that's what, that's the trick. But, there, he requested it too many times.
See, it was yours. Was you were already verified? Dad was already verified. I was like, you know what?
You really have to have imposter accounts at the time. You had to have people.
Then people start making fake imposter accounts to try to get. They
really?
Know. Oh yeah.
But that was the original thing: was that people are using your name and likeness and putting out statements. So, if you were someone quoted ever in the media,
but now I'll be honest, because one thing when you are verified, there's a verified tab that tells you. Yes. I think it's actually now for everyone. Tells you if a verified account has followed you, interacted, and now it's everyone who has Twitter Blue.
Everybody's got it.
And it's a mess. It's a mess. The good part about that was you could go through and see, like, oh, CNN retweeted us, or whoever it would be, or, you know, this anchor followed you, or this politician. Now it's a free-for-all of people with 20 followers. But it is what it is. I don't really care. God bless them. To me, it's hilarious because I hold no weight in my verification, so I think it's funny. All right. Well, guys, it's the State of the Union. And the State of the Union is terrifying. yeah. I don't know if you've known this. The world's balloons. Crumbling.
The balloons, Chinese explosive balloons.
There's earthquakes all over the world. And, you know, obviously our thoughts and our prayers and our support hopefully goes out to, you know, we said Israel is sending tons of support to Turkey. You know, you kind of hope people remember that in the future.
There's the horrible war in Ukraine.
That's still happening.
I mean, let's talk about those things tonight. That'll be a winner.
Yeah, I really do hope that we bring up some issues that people care about.
It should be a darker state.
Honestly, the smoking thing, though I'm interested to hear what he said, it feels
kind of a head fake.
Completely.
You know what? When you can't pay your bills and everything, let people enjoy the list. Like, let them have the cigarette.
It's not on the list.
People are struggling.
Yeah.
It's kind of like let them have their, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I get making a long-term.
Well, it costs the government a lot of money.
Smoking?
To deal with all the sicknesses that come from smoking.
Sickness, smoke break.
Insurance goes up way. I mean, you pay a lot more for. If there was no smoking, you would not pay as much for your insurance. But we're also a country that's kind of built on tobacco.
Yeah.
And there's always been a way to. It's really the nicotine. It's a way of getting. It's like caffeine. It's all these things. They are addictive.
They did give us, though, a little bit of a hint.
But they're also not like. They think caffeine's pretty good for
you. They gave us a bit of a hint. Yeah. What'd you say?
Caffeine also has a lot of benefits.
Yeah.
Well, and I think nicotine might have some of those benefits, too. Yeah.
And then there's
how you
ingest
it.
Yeah. Yeah, if you ingest the way I ingest nicotine, caffeine, which is...
A couple packs a day?
A couple packs.
The way you would.
God, I was listening to this Charlie Daniels book, and he was a big-time smoker, and he stopped smoking pretty early in life. He was smoking 6 packs a day. That's a lot.
I mean, how much cocaine are you doing? Because I don't know if there's that much time in the day.
That's what I thought. He was like... 5 to 6, like, you know, I was going 4 to 6 packs a day. I'm like, whoa.
But I guess that lifestyle, yeah.
Yeah, and in the 50s. I mean, this was early on. This is when he, you know, if you haven't read his book.
Yeah, that's true. That's why everybody smoked everywhere.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So you woke up, you could smoke where you were. You didn't have to go outside, even.
Yeah.
Or you'd have to go to a smoking section. You could smoke in your hotel room. You could smoke in your plane.
Yeah.
Car. Windows up.
It's fine. It's all fine. A little bit of a preview, though, before we wrap up, of the State of the Union came from KJP when they asked, what does the president hope to achieve with this speech? So let's hear that.
What does President Biden hope to achieve with his speech tomorrow night?
So, you know, and I've said this before, so this doesn't change much at all, is that the president sees this moment as a critical moment, an important moment. To speak directly to the American people, to talk about the last 2 years, to talk about where we've been and where we're going. And that is important to the president. That doesn't change. This is his second State of the Union speech. Certainly not going to get into issues and get ahead of the president. But the president will underscore the progress we have made during one of the most challenging times. Especially in history, and the progress the American people want us to continue to make by working together in this year ahead.
So many words.
I mean, it's just
say nothing.
Word vomit, word soup.
They just can't help themselves. They can't stop.
Yeah. I mean, start using underscore.
The first statement was all we need to hear, which is it doesn't matter. Yeah. Don't watch it.
That's Joe Biden trying to create a name on TikTok. Joe _ Biden Post. _ President _ Delaware.
Yeah.
I'm the second famous person from Delaware.
Hunter's probably big on
Classified Joe.
You think he's big on TikTok?
Hunter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because if you like taking shirtless photos of yourself a la Tom Brady, you know, underwear photos.
Oh. Like Tom Brady. Not, yeah. Okay.
No, you're right.
The way you said that didn't.
Like you like photos of
I don't
Tom
know.
Brady?
I felt like you were referring to Tom Brady as God in Arabic. You were like, a la Tom Brady. Oh,
No, Tom Brady.
No, that's what I heard. I was like, that's aggressive. I mean, everyone likes Tom Brady, but.
No, I don't. I mean, he's close. Right. If you were in a Greek Roman god time, he'd probably be one of those.
I mean, he's got a heck of a jawline, that Brady.
Also,
and clearly, if you see the rest of the team.
Yeah. He could take basically nude photos pretty good. I wish I could take a photo like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think every dude is looking, they're mocking it. And you're like, okay, if you're 45. You just could sit on the edge of your bed with your underwear on and look like that?
Yeah. Well, he gets paid a lot of money to do that.
No.
No, I meant like to play professional
to be in
sports.
Shape. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, we
most
can...
of those guys I still wouldn't want to see like that. You want to see Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, no, I don't want
no.
to. I mean, that's hopefully not my feed, but yeah, I understand.
Yeah, well, Tom Brady's is everywhere. It was a bit, it was just kind of because he said it was for his company,
it's
which
like
I guess I didn't even know he had an underwear company. And
I didn't know.
Now you do.
Now you do, yeah. There you go.
Instead, it's good enough for Tom Brady.
Instead, we just look like Sam Smith. It's just what would happen.
Well, yeah. I need pasties.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a great way to end. A great way. If you're one of those who wants to sponsor us,
pasties. I don't know. Those are definitely made, like, not even China.
No, okay. I think this is a good, glad this is on the record. So
it's fine. It was on TV.
Yeah, no,
broadcast.
Yeah, we saw, everyone saw the demon worship. It happened, you know. Yeah. It was, hey, the ratings did go up. I was like, yeah, because people were like, well, I mean, if we're going to worship the devil on air, we might as well see what they're doing.
And it's a man, or is it a woman? It's a Sam.
Sam, I believe, is non-binary at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I believe so.
But the devil.
What?
Who I guess is not
binary.
Yeah, they were making a big deal about that with God.
Yeah,
I've always thought you could use a term if you want to describe, like, but I don't think you just sex on God. Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yes.
Much bigger than
Let's
that.
Let's open that. We can open that discussion up on Friday's show. I feel like...
People have opinions on that?
Well, I think that God the Father, he capitalized he.
Well, a lot of that is just how we use English terms.
Okay.
Everything
is
that.
I don't necessarily... I'm not opening this can, Jordan, right now as the music is playing.
But, I mean, in, like, law, until recently, we've always gendered things as kind of like he. There were things that were he, there were things that were she.
Yeah.
Boats, planes were
I knew you were going to go to boats. I knew the first thing was boats. That's always what. But God, he, boats, she.
But who cares? Who cares? I mean, does it really matter? It's God.
I mean, I don't disagree.
That's what I'm saying. It's bigger than...
If you want to have this discussion, we'll have to cut the music and
Jesus
keep going.
Is the he up there. Right? Jesus would be the he.
No, the God the Father is capital H, he.
That's why I think a lot of that was that was the term you would use, too.
I named my submarine Jacqueline. all right. Yeah, and Jesus prayed.
We're just opening things up.
Jordan, you have no idea. You have no... Just wait
for
the comments.
Our audience is actually that. I don't.
They will. I don't know if they're God libertarian. We'll find out. As soon as we sign off, we'll read the comments. Maybe we'll bring that up on Friday. Jordan questions. Never mind. Let's just end. We got to end. Music doesn't go on for all that long. Many trombones. We already had a double trumpet. The trumpet. It's the mama number five. All right. We good?
Laverne believes you've got it.
What?
We can tell you the next time.
Laverne? Laverne Shirley?
No.
She passed away.
Tennessee
Laverne.
Bigger scandal.
I don't know anything about it, but I know people in the
next
government
time.
There. We
next
gotta
time.
Not. Okay, goodbye. See ya next time.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. Deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.